A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel in a country somewhere. Welcome back to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. It's episode 3 of our European tour. Just how many countries can we visit in a day? See day 1 as our trial run, and having fled the Netherlands into Belgium at the end of episode 2, we're hurtling towards our next destination, not so fast, in a Renault hire car.
Well, we are on the A4 motorway. And I see a yellow spangled road sign coming up here on the right. And this says Bundesrepublik Deutschland!
Yes!
Über alles!
Right.
Does that mean go on?
Doesn't matter, just move on quickly.
What does it mean?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Christopher!
Yep.
We're in Germany!
We are in Germany.
What does this mean? Toll?
Possibly.
Shit.
That'll be alright.
I think it was only if there was a lorry sign underneath it.
Alright, okay. We don't have a lorry, we've got a Gimpo.
Got a Twingo.
That's the one.
We're in Germany.
We're in Nordrhein-Westfalen.
What's that mean?
Well, I guess the northern part of Westfalen.
Okay, yeah, you speak German, don't you?
Ambition.
A little bit.
Thank you.
I know two words of the language of the country that we have just entered. I did 2 years of German at school,
yeah,
senior school.
You learnt one word per
Well,
year.
Actually, no. Do you know what? I know four words because I can remember the two words of the book, which was Deutsch heute, which I think is German today. Hang on, what's this speed limit sign? 130!
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Okay.
Hammer down. Krankenhaus.
Yep.
Oh, no, three words.
Okay.
That's hospital, isn't it?
Yeah. And obviously it gives you...
Durchfall, which is diarrhea.
Okay.
And Bustenhalter.
Bustenhalter? I don't know Bustenhalter. Go on.
A brassiere.
Oh, my God.
Directly translated, a bust stopper. I mean, what a great piece of pronunciation.
And how old were you when you learned German?
Mid-teens.
Yeah, obviously.
I've remembered it.
Can you actually know two more words? So the word for hospital is
Krankenhaus.
So you can probably guess what two other words are then based off that.
House.
So compound noun. Yeah, house is
house.
Yep.
Kranken is ill.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
The ill house.
Sick house, yeah.
I don't like this van in front is chucking up stuff at me.
Just tell him to fuck off.
Yeah,
mate,
but I can't go past him because I haven't got the speed in this
thing. Slow down.
Go 130 miles an hour.
Yeah, like, stay nice and back. Oh yeah, that's a great word in German. You got to
Ausfahrt.
Yep.
What's that mean?
Exit.
All right. 120 here. This Twingo ain't doing 120, Chris.
What?
This Twingo ain't doing the speed limit.
No, I heard you perfectly well. I was just disappointed that you doubted it. This Twingo can be anything it wants to be.
Yeah, I know, but it's really quite frightening because, like, some people can do this 130 kilometres an hour and they come absolutely flying by. Whoa, now what's going on?
I've already had to get back in the other lane because it looks like something is in the road.
Whoa.
Please get back in. Oh my god. Yikes. On the assumption that we are going to get out of this car in Germany,
yeah.
So that would mean this will be our fourth official country of the day.
Yeah, and the only downside is obviously the fact that we didn't get out and eat in France. But we have done five countries, but with the rules that we stipulated
for
this particular travel hack, we've only done four. But yeah, we will get out of this car and eat because this is our final country of the day. So we'll get out and eat.
When was the last time you did four countries in a day?
I've never done four countries in a day.
I don't think I've ever done four countries in a day.
Congratulations to both of us.
Yeah, this is great. You, the listener, have you ever done four countries in a day?
No.
Pardon? Are our listeners the Wall's sausage dog?
No.
What are you going to eat in Frankfurt tonight?
Frankfurter.
Are you still speaking to the listeners?
Yeah.
That's in my mind how they speak.
Go on. Okay, so I'm going to be Richie Firth. And you're going to be the listeners, okay?
Hang on. Chris, I've come off the exit.
Okay, don't just... Oh, fucking hell.
I nearly house farted. I'll tell you what. Oh, I need to concentrate.
You nearly followed through on your house fart.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on 3.9 kilometres on the straight one. So just before I stop recording...
Okay.
I want to be you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be our listeners, yeah? Okay?
Yeah.
So, hello there. I'm Richie Firth, and I'm going backwards to go forwards and left so you can go right... Sort of something like that would be a classic Richie Firth intro.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, what's your favourite brand of cheese?
Why do I listen to this frick?
Are you talking about Richie Firth there?
Yeah.
So Granit Xhaka.
Reborn.
Very powerful shot for a very low backlift.
Yes. God, these German motorways are mental.
Do you like them?
Not at the moment. They're a bit fast.
I mean, that famously.
Yeah. Autobahn, which I think is motor road.
Motorway, yeah.
Yeah.
Fahren, fahren, fahren on the Autobahn. I've got my Kraftwerk t-shirt.
I've seen.
I didn't wear like an Air t-shirt or a...
Scorpions?
Where are Scorpions from?
Germany?
Okay, but Era from France. I was trying to think who's famous from Belgium. There's a metal band called Fleddy Melkili.
Hold on, where am I going here? 1.5 kilometres.
You veer to the right. Veer to the left. Veer to the left. Veer to A4.
To Köln.
A4. Okay. Köln, 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 Köln. Do you know what German for Köln is?
Cologne.
Hey. And who's a famous band from the Netherlands? Is Dr. Auburn from the Netherlands?
I don't know.
Remember, you're in the wrong lane still, Rich.
I don't feel like I am.
You're still in the wrong lane.
No, I think this is going...
You're in...
Oh, yeah, I am.
Can you please leave this lane?
It's going to become two lanes. It's fine.
Okay. We happy?
Yeah, I think.
Next stop, Frankfurt. Really soon. Not far from there now.
Next stop, Frankfurt. 2.5 hours.
What time did you get up this morning?
5 o'clock.
What time are we going to get there?
7:04 German time, so 6:05.
Okay.
Long day.
Day well spent travel hacking.
Five countries.
Four.
This hack's going pretty well, right? Become a Patreon and fund our next adventure. Time for an ad and then some food. Unless you're a Patreon and then it's straight to food.
What's the link for the Patreons, Rich? You might as well give potential people somewhere to go.
Patreon.gov.uk.
Oh, God, not again.
I know it. Patreon.com/travelhacker.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm bored, Rich.
Who is?
I am.
Well, that's all very well and good, but you're not driving on the autobahn, are you?
No, are you not?
Fucking
bored?
Hell, what's this transit doing? Okay, no, it's all right. Fine. They're crazy here. They're absolutely crazy here. But anyway, you're bored. Carry on.
I've made a game up for us to play.
Come on.
German place name, true or false?
I like it.
Okay. Let's start. Frecken.
True, I think we've just driven past an exit for it.
We have.
Or an Ausfahrt.
Gruberhunt.
No, that's made up.
Okay, good. 2 out of 2. Bad Fallingbostel.
Okay, first one that I've got to think about. Say it again.
Bad Fallingbostel.
Oh, I'm just about going to say false.
It's true.
I like it.
Bad is German for spa. Spa town.
Okay.
Cunt.
True.
False.
Yeah, but it could have been pronounced cunt.
Yeah, but that's not what I said.
No, true.
Bisto shifter.
No, that's a bad gravy joke, so no.
Entschuldigung.
That says excuse me.
Oh, another German word.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming
it's
out.
It's up to 5 now.
Kaliningrad.
Is in Russia.
Yeah, it actually used to be part of Germany.
Oh, did it?
It was called Königsberg, I think. And then...
Oh, that's now a fast car, the Königsberg.
Is it true?
Might be.
Rant.
Might be wrong.
Thank you for that. Finally, fucking.
True.
False.
Oh!
It's in Austria.
Oh. I didn't do very well at that.
Oh, watch it. You did all right.
Thank you.
You got enough right. Okay, that took up 5 minutes.
Sorry about that. Back to your boredom. Back to me concentrating.
I might do Wordle.
Well, this is a lovely little German service station that we've found ourselves in, just off the A3 after Cologne. We are an hour and a half away from Frankfurt, 160 kilometres. The important thing is we have just stopped at this German service station and had an ice cream. So strictly speaking, we've eaten in Germany.
Okay, that is fantastic. And we need to do one more thing then.
Which is obviously... turn on the German radio.
Oh, hang on a second. That's my iPhone. Let's switch to that.
Yeah, there we are.
Hallo, ich bin's, schon wieder.
Sebastian Wellendorf ist...
This is fantastic.
Let's go to Frankfurt. What's he said?
We're close, mate.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
You sound broken.
No, it's just city centre, isn't it? City centre that we've never been to before. I just want to successfully do the last 2.2.
There's some festival hall next to us there, Festhalle.
Yeah.
There's some people. Trevor Noah's playing here quite soon. The Ehrlich Brothers. Kiss are playing. 50 Cent.
Sucro, worldwide tour.
Wow. Anyone happening tonight?
Sansuna Donna. Whoa.
Roll back a bit, didn't it?
When I was a kid, we used to think that lyric was sex with Madonna.
It actually means without a woman.
What, sex with Madonna?
No, Sansuna Donna.
Right, you'll be turning left quite
soon.
Yes,
you're quite right. So
I think you need to be... You need to be over in the left. Yeah. Nice place, this.
It is.
Tram service?
Yes.
There you go. There's no pain and no sorrow.
Sans una donna.
Where's Zucchero from?
Italy.
Makes sense.
Which means sugar.
Yes.
Where are they going? Where are they going?
Follow the car. Follow that.
Yeah, I'm following, but I'm just looking out for these. There's trams everywhere, Chris.
Okay, you want to be in the right lane now. Yeah, Rich. Wait. Be patient. There you go. Look, Mr. Porsche. Of course it's a Porsche. And stay in the right lane here because you're about to turn right again.
Okay.
Oh.
Done it. It's all good.
Tannenslager, yeah. Okay, then Neckarstrasse, yes.
Okay.
There's some parking signs up there if we need them.
Good sign.
But let's be ready to turn right, okay?
Yep.
Neckarstrasse. Is it this one?
Hauptbahnhof.
Is it this one?
No.
Okay, is it this next one? Neckarstrasse. Yes. Neckarstrasse. Oh, man, we've actually made it. Round we go. And, Rich, I think we're here. We have made our final destination.
Okay, we parked up and it turned out there was a street party.
It was a pretty good street party as well, wouldn't you say?
I'd done a lot of driving by then, and I think you had had enough time just being sat by me, not being able to do anything. So I think you were more up for a street party than I was.
I tell you what was good. The evening started nicely when we just literally cracked open some beers from the kiosk.
Yes.
And had some cold ones.
That was great.
That was great. Then it took us about 3 hours to find the street party. And then you all of a sudden did a classic Richie thing where you just went into yourself. And even though you were walking along with your eyes open, you were kind of rocking at the same time, like a badly acted inpatient in an asylum.
I can remember that as if it was yesterday, and that is to the extent that, do you remember us going into some absolutely rocking corner shop to buy more alcohol?
It was vibing.
And someone kindly offered to open my bottle, took the lid off it, and then I think I turned to look at my watch in my which is on my hand that is holding the now open beer bottle. I tipped about a third of it over the floor, all over people's sandals, feet. People started slipping. Yet another place we had to flee.
So the night did improve, didn't it? And we did manage to record ourselves after a few drinks, right?
Oh, the night improved brilliantly. It was the Champions League final, I seem to remember, as it was. That was good fun. Sorry, Liverpool fans. We found some nice locals that we sat with. And then, yeah, I walked back happily infused with booze. A lot of it.
Rich,
yep.
Where are we?
Yes, we are in.
there's no point lying. We're in an Irish bar in Frankfurt watching the Champions League final, and I think it's about 11:15.
Do we need to talk about today?
It's been great.
Do we need to talk about it?
In what way?
Like,
it's been a great day. We planned to visit 5 countries. We visited.
I can't talk about this now.
What's wrong?
We fell short.
We didn't fall short.
Tomorrow's a big day.
We fell only on a technicality. Oh, no. You thought that was bad, but then we hit the streets to review buildings.
We are in the Frankfurt Plaza. Yeah. What's going on with this building? It's mental. Weird.
So it's got like, it's got some 2 holes in it that are covered over with some like glass and shit.
Yeah.
It's on top of just some regular estate.
Yeah.
And then it's got like this sort of V hole and the stiffy uppy bit.
Oh yeah.
And there's like a badge on the left that they haven't sat on anywhere else.
Is it a badge?
Yeah, like on top left. Oh, it's some badge. And it's both beautiful and horrible in equal parts, really.
Yeah. Did you study architecture?
Many years.
I don't think this video will ever see anyone. It's fucking boring, mate. Thanks for that.
And then some clarity. Do they have siestas in Germany? Because everyone's out very late.
It's Saturday night, isn't it? Like, you know, we've got like young families.
I've not seen a Saturday night for a long while.
So, honest question.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Win or lose?
Win. Today's been a win. I don't say that to be contrary in any way, shape or form. The whole goal of this podcast was to visit five countries in one day to prove to people it could be done.
And we failed.
Unfortunately, no.
Yes.
We set the rules and we failed at our own rules on a technicality.
No. I think we were capable of better than we did today. I think we cruised. I think mistakes.
Do you know what? I fundamentally disagree with what you just said. Speaking as someone who's driven 500 kilometres today, at no point was I cruising.
I think you in your Fiat Gimpo.
It's a Renault Twingo.
Whatever that means. I don't even know. Is that a car?
It's a car.
I don't know. I think we're capable of more. I think you're Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I think you're one of the top 25 travel hackers in the whole world. I think you can do better.
Yeah, we can do the five and we'll do it tomorrow.
I think we can do more.
We can't do more.
I think you're better than this. I'm just going to go to bed tonight and we're going to wake up tomorrow and we're going to win.
Okay. We won today.
No. Are you going to win more tomorrow?
We're definitely going to win more tomorrow.
Yes. Do you believe in yourself?
Yes.
Are you the greatest?
Yes. No.
Are you going to fuck shit up?
Well, that sounds a bit aggressive.
Okay. Are you going to gently do a little bit of fucky shitty uppy?
I'm going to tickle some shit.
Oh my God. He's going to tickle some shit.
So join us next week when Chris and I tickle some shit, aka hack six tickling countries. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.